just smiling.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't
smile. We good? Camera's okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Enjoy. I'll take it.
Be seated.
How's the dog pound? he was just excited, you know, just like I was. You know, he was shocked at the same time, but he was happy for me.
I don't really know about the deep rivalries, but I'm looking forward to, you know, engulfing myself in the culture and just getting to know where I'm going to be. So, I mean, that's something that I definitely want to look into.
I definitely know that, you know, the dog pound was, you know, a team to be feared. But I'm honestly, you know, just open to hear a little bit more about the history and learn a little bit more about the dog pound and get ready to play for the dog pound. It's going to be great. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to enter a new world and start my new journey.
We definitely, I'm sure he's seen me play because I know I've seen him play. You know, you watch, you know great players. And, you know, I definitely noticed him during the season. And especially, you know, when people start talking about it more and more. I don't know, you know, you ain't much to watch about an offensive lineman, but it's definitely been, you know, fun to watch all these different guys play.
Just to know that, you know, I could bring my family out there and experience it with me was the only thing that was important, you know, besides the fact that I was going to be drafted by Cleveland. But, you know, it was just exciting the whole time to know that, you know, I'd be calling another place home.
It's been crazy, a whirlwind of emotions. It's just been an amazing experience, this whole process. I've enjoyed every minute of it. But getting drafted by Cleveland was definitely something that I'm definitely never going to forget. So, I mean, it was a lot of nerves, but it was good nerves, you know, more anxious, ready to see where I was going, ready to see where I was going to start my career. Just excitement. Me and my family had a great time in the green room. It was a tough place to be at, you know. The air, it was just different. So, it was a good experience, though. I've always been the type of person to do what was best for the team. When I moved the offensive line from defense when I was at Florida State, I was a little hesitant simply because, you know, I didn't really trust a lot of people. I didn't know if it was something that they were going to do to just, you know, kind of forget about me or if it was something that was really going to help me or help the team. I got older and I matured and I realized that it was for the betterment of the team and myself.
It's a great time. It's a time to celebrate. I'm just glad that my mom and my uncle are here to celebrate it with me because it's a hard time for my family. But, you know, I definitely know that my brother's down, smiling down on us, and I just can't wait to go back and see my family and be with them. So I took on anthropology, and basically I saw it as a gateway for me to connect with my culture. So I spent the 4 years, you know, reconnecting with my culture and taking advantage of all the opportunities. And, you know, that correlates to the field with, you know, being able to understand where other players are coming from, understand different perspectives, being open to everybody, and at the same time being coachable, being able to learn new positions and, you know, just better my knowledge of the game.
I was telling people earlier, you know, we try not to pay attention to those mock drafts, but I mean, a lot of people already knew Cleveland had their eyes on Danny. And when the first time I met him, I said, Cleveland, they gonna get you. I said, I think they like me a lot. He said, man, we might be teammates. Lo and behold, yeah. It happens on draft night. So
yeah.
It's crazy. But I mean, from my end, I know it was a little bit, I had a little bit of inkling that Cleveland was gonna pick me. Didn't know exactly where or when, but we had really good meetings in the pre-draft process. I definitely thought about it. You know, this leading up to this process, you know, all I could think about was, man, I wish she could be here with me. But I know she's happy where she's happy. She's looking down on us and she's watching over me and the rest of my family. But, you know, I got drafted and I had a little realization moment, and You know, I saw my grandfather. He was there. He was in Chicago, first time he'd ever flown. He's 70-plus years old. So, I mean, it was amazing, you know. I know she's happy, and I know I'm making her proud.
Yeah, you know, I often think about it. You know, I often think about how my family pulled through because, you know, me being in college, I have all these resources around me, and, you know, that's what shaped me today. You know, I was able to mature, but, you know, I'm just thankful that my family pulled through good because, you know, all they had was themselves. I tried coming back and supporting them as much as I could, but it'd just be too hard to go back home for the first 2 years. And I'm just glad that we're here now and experiencing everything now, and we're a part of the dog pound. I think it's super important if you're, you know, a track star. If you would have watched my high school tapes, you know, I definitely did the 50-yard sprint, you know, the big man relay. I was a track star back then, but, you know, I'm mature now, and it's all business, you know, and that's part of business. You got to take criticism. You know, honestly, I owe it all to Coach Sark and his staff. You know, they had me for the worst parts, you know. They had me when I was young and immature, and it took me a while to open up to them and to grow with them, and to have Coach Peterson come in and finish what they did. It was just awesome because it was, you know, icing to the cake. I'd say 19 going on 20. Yeah. You know, it was right when I was getting ready for junior year, I started feeling a different change, and then end up hurting my shoulder, and it kind of sets me back. But, you know, Coach Sark and his staff were still there to help me out through the season. I haven't talked to him, but I heard about, you know, the interviews that he had, and a lot of the great things that he had to say about me. And so it's just awesome to think that he's still, you know, thinking of me.
Well, first of all, I've always loved playing ball. Second of all, it was 2008. I was a sophomore in high school. I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know that I had a career in football. I knew that I loved football, but, you know, being from where I'm from, I'm one of the only people really to ever be drafted into the NFL. I mean, and it was kind of hard to believe that, you know, what he was telling me was true. I didn't know that I could be in this position right now. So, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. So, I mean, it's definitely, I love playing ball. And what changed it, I mean, it was just the fact that I realized that I could actually play on the next level. And realizing that I could actually play on a collegiate level, at a high level, it made me become more serious about what I was doing.
I mean, guys that I looked up growing up was, you know, Troy Polamalu. I always wanted to be a safety, but it was too big. So I took the next best thing, and that was a D-tackle. And I looked up to Halo Tingata. And, you know, those are just guys who represent our culture really well. And, you know, I just want to follow their footsteps.
Man, he's a consistent player. He's one of those guys who's going to take the same pass that nobody's going to beat him on the edge. If you're not going to beat him inside, you're going to beat him trying to run through the outside shoulder. And, you know, you run through the outside shoulder, the ball is gone, you know. So, I mean, it's just one of those guys where you look at his sets, you just try to watch and see what he does. You watch to see how he comes out of his stance. And, you know, you watch his steps, his technique, how he uses his hands. And I got really technical with it, like, later as an offensive lineman. You know, I've only been playing the position for 3 years, but when I first started playing, I watched him, Rodney Hudson, you know, guys like that. You know, people I played with at Florida State, I looked up to guys like Brian Stork. And, you know, so it was a great example to look at, you know, Joe Thomas. He's going to be a Hall of Famer one day. Well, we were having problems just being consistently moving the ball with the run. You know, we could always pass the ball, but we wanted to be a team that was two-dimensional. And, I mean, we didn't have consistent play on the interior, just because it was a young guy in there playing center. And he's going to be a good player one day, but he just had a lot of problems. And you know, we wanted to firm up the middle of the offensive line, and Coach Trick had asked me to move to center. So that was what it was. I'm blessed to have a lot of ability, God-given ability, so that was a large part to it. But it was a lot of, I attribute a lot of that success to my position coach, Coach Trickett. You know, he educated us. He taught us a lot about football, not just one position. He wanted us to be offensive linemen. That's why I tell you what I tell you today. He definitely, you know, when he coaches other guys and when he coached other guys, I always try to listen to the little key points and the coaching points that he would give the guards and the centers and the right tackles, even though I was playing left tackle at the time, you know. And I feel like that's what really helped me make the move to center so seamlessly. We was in the national championship. Standing on the sideline before that last drive, Jameis walks up to us. The offensive line was standing there getting ready to go on the field. It was about to be a kickoff after they had just scored. He came up to us and he said, "Hey, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it big." And then he said, "Everybody go out there and just do your job." And that was our motto the whole season. Everybody do your job. Don't try to do anything too much. But, you know, as fierce a competitor as he is, he doesn't lose his cool, you know. You know, I feel like a lot of people say they compared him to Matt Ryan. You know, everybody calls him Matty Ice because he got ice in his veins. But, you know, Jameis is one of those types of players as well. And that was one of the defining moments in his career at Florida State.
Well, you know, I made a promise to the team during the offseason that I'd be the guy who brought the positive energy. And so, you know, honestly, just keeping with that, it brought production. You know, I was having fun. I was having a good time. I was feeling good. Looking good and playing good. And so, you know, I owe it all to my defensive players. You know, we compete, we get after it. You know, I always competed against Hollywood sacks. I competed with Shaq with fumble recoveries, John Timu with tackles. You know, it's all just a big game to us, you know, just trying to have fun. Well, honestly, you know, I just don't see a need to go backwards, you know. You know, it's always been my motto to just keep moving forward. And so with everything I've been through, you know, it's all been learning opportunities, and I've been improving each year, and I'm just excited to continue that progress. I play two down, three down, four down. You know, if there's a five down, you know, I play it. But, you know, honestly, it doesn't matter about, you know, my weight or whatever. You know, I'm going to be that guy who's going to outwork people, you know. I'm going to be that guy who breaks stereotypes, breaks, you know, negativity. I'm going to bring the positive energy. But, you know, I'm just excited to get in and work with these guys and just be a part of the dog pound. Yeah, this is it. You know, this is exactly what we've all looked up to. We've all dreamt of this day. We didn't know if it was going to be Cleveland. But, you know, honestly, it's something that we all planned on doing. And I'm just happy to be the first one to do it.